Good morning and welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat and joining us on the phone is Yasmin. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
So good to hear from you. Glad to have you on board another week here on KSTK.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this week's topic.
We've been talking about many topics over the last few weeks, helping people understand different ways of taking care of our mental health. What are the topics for today?
Today, I want to talk about deepening friendships and familial bonds, and I just have some subtopics or points to go over relating to that.
That sounds great. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Deepening friendships and familial bonds.
Yeah, a big thing I wanted to talk about is creating memories over catching up. Just simply focusing more on involving your loved ones in your life rather than catching them up about what's been going on for the past few weeks. And I feel like this can look very different for everyone depending on things such as distance and schedule compatibility, but really just in finding ways to involve people in your life rather than catching them up once a month or every couple of weeks.
That sounds like really good advice, but you did bring up distance. So how would somebody go about that if your family or good friends are not living close by or some of those hurdles?
Yeah, I had a couple different thoughts in my head about what this could look like for different people. The first thing I thought of, you know, it's summer. People have different activities. Sometimes they do in the summer versus the winter. And inviting friends and family to do those things with you rather than just telling them, oh, this is how my summer is going. And like you said with the thing about distance, making it more intentional, like, oh, I know this month during my summer I have less work responsibilities or life responsibilities. How about I make it a goal to invite a family member or ask a family member, hey, can I travel in from out of state, spend a weekend this summer with you? Let's do some summer plans, summer activities.
That sounds really like a really good idea and perhaps could even meet up somewhere in between where, you know, you kind of meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say maybe if we have family members living in the same town or close friends, do you have some ideas mm-hmm. about just getting together? And I know it sounds kind of simple to just invite somebody over, but do you have any specific things to do, events, ideas?
My next example is one that's a little more mundane, putting a little bit less thought and effort into it, and that's simply inviting someone to run errands with you. You know, maybe you simply are just a really busy person and you have trouble making time for your family and friends. So why don't you invite them to run errands with you for the morning or for the afternoon? And that kind of makes a more mundane task a little more enjoyable as well. And you can, you know, stop for coffee and get pastries in the morning. And you're able to catch up while you're driving from the grocery store to the post office or whatnot.
Well, that's a good idea. And maybe your friend or family member needs to go shopping too. So you could, you know, take care of both people.
Exactly. Errands are things that we all have to deal with, unfortunately.
Okay. Other ideas?
Yeah. This last one that I had was a little bit more specific, kind of pertaining to people who may be performers or artists or small business owners. And that is inviting your friends and family to events that you are participating in. Rather, you're vendoring a festival or selling your art somewhere, or you're a dancer in a performance. Like, instead of just being like, yeah, this is what I've been up to, like, look at these pictures from this event that I was a part of. Like, why not just invite them there so they can see you in your action doing the thing that you're passionate about and being able to share that with your loved ones?
So essentially, we're just talking about including people in your day-to-day life maybe is more meaningful than just catching up later, having a phone call once a month, which isn't bad, not a bad idea. But if you can involve your loved ones in your life, I think that is going to help with your stress, mental health, and just make a more enjoyable day.
Yes, it definitely builds connection as well, or even like deepening that connection that's already present as well. This kind of brings me into another kind of subtopic about engaging in shared activities. I know there are a lot of families that try to keep up habits, routines, and traditions. And I think sometimes as, you know, life gets busy, maybe your kids get older and those things kind of fall off. But just talking about ways we can be more intentional with that as well. So an example that I thought of in my own personal life is family movie nights. That was a big thing in my household growing up. But now, you know, maybe not everyone lives at the house, or maybe people are traveling more often. So we have come up with ways to keep our tradition alive by, you know, going to the movie theaters instead of having family movie night at home. Maybe my family is visiting me in Iowa, and we make it a priority to go see a movie together because that's something we did as a family growing up. Or maybe I'm visiting them in Kansas, and we always make that a goal. So, yes, traditions change. Yes, families kind of grow out of them. But keeping in mind that we can still be intentional, just maybe not doing it as often, or maybe it looks different.
I have a thought on this. What do you think about if people are, you know, let's say very far apart from each other, what do you think about using technology to help with that? So let's say I'm going to watch a movie, you're going to watch a movie, I'm in Alaska, you're in Iowa, but maybe we FaceTime while we're both watching the movie at the same time. Or on a holiday, if one member of the family can't make it, maybe, you know, have the screen in to zoom them in to the to the dinner or to the after dinner movie. What do you think about that? I realize it's not in person, but maybe it's second best.
Yes, Cindy, I actually think that's a great idea, and it kind of ties into another sub point I had under that, talking about using like video games or like phone games to stay involved with family who live far apart. And I think the point that you brought up, like watching movies like separately and coming together or being on the phone while you're doing that same activity, is pretty similar to that as well.
Yeah, so you're talking about gaming where, you know, you and I might be playing the same game over the internet. We're playing against each other or with each other, even though we're not in the same room or even in the same town.
Yes, yes, exactly.
This is
I think
great.
That's a big one for younger people, especially. I know my brother and I enjoy playing video games together. Just wrapping up, I wanted to talk about something called parallel play. Is that a concept that you're familiar with?
I am, from my days of early childhood education, yes.
Yes, okay, awesome. I'm very glad. So I feel like parallel play is slowly becoming a little more common knowledge aside from people who either work with children or have raised children. And I see more people my age talking about parallel play and how including that in their own adult friendships has helped in certain ways. You know, do you want to kind of explain a little bit about parallel play and your knowledge of it?
Well, I'm having to reach way back into the cobwebs of my brain. My thought about that is with young children, say preschool or kindergarten age children, parallel play is kind of what it sounds like, where you have a couple of kids or a child and an adult who are playing in the same space. They may not be playing the same game or playing together, but they're playing in the same space. Are you thinking of something different?
No, actually, yes. So that's perfect. So people have been relating that to their adult friendships and adult relationships. And there has been a like large number of people including parallel play, which would look like, oh, my friend comes over and they have a work task that they're getting done on their computer. And while they're sitting there next to me doing that, I'm maybe folding my towels that I've been putting off all week. So that would look like doing your daily adult task with your friend there beside you. You know, you're sharing the same space. You have your own things to work on, but you're doing it together. And people got that idea from the concept of parallel play.
So, yeah, we might not be working on the same thing together, but we're occupying the same space. And so we can have a little side visit here and there. And just being physically in the same space is kind of nice rather than by yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I feel like this is even something that people do without realizing that it's a thing or has a name, including myself. Like I have definitely, like, during my college days, inviting my friends over, I really need someone to sit there next to me so I stay accountable.
All right. Anything else to wrap up this morning?
Just wrapping up, the whole point of me sharing this information about deepening these friendships and familial bonds is so you can strengthen those connections to open up more communication, more opportunity for shared experiences, and even mutual support. You know, your family and your friends are the people who depend on you and who you can depend on as well. And it's really important that we nurture those connections and continue to always grow them and strengthen them.
Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on KSDK for Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams.
Awesome. I'm happy to be on. I hope everyone has a positive week.
Thanks, and I hope you have a great week, too.
You tucked me in, turned out the light, kept me safe and sound at night. Little girls depend on things like that. Brushed my teeth and combed my hair, had to drive me everywhere. You were always there when I looked back. You had to do it all alone, make a living, make a home. It must have been as hard as it could have been. And when I couldn't sleep at night, scared things wouldn't turn out right, you would hold my hand and sing. How you wonder who you'll be. Can't go far, but you can always dream. Wish you may and wish you might. Don't you worry, hold on tight. I promise you there will come a day. Butterfly, fly away. Butterfly, fly away.
Butterfly, fly away.
Got your wings, now you can't stay. Take those dreams and make them all come true. Butterfly, fly away.
Butterfly, fly away.
You've been waiting for this day. All along you've known just what to do.
Stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light
guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Do it. yes, I get by.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're not strong. If I have faith, you need to somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call.
Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.